Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Good evening. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann. Yes, today is Tele-Tuesday, and we have an exciting show going on. We have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us. Stephanie comes with us all the time, but she's bringing something real special. Her book that she authored and published in 2012, The Healing of the Womb, is some interesting information that she's going to guide us with today. I hope that each and every one of you out there had a marvelous day, and if you didn't have a victorious day today, you will have one tomorrow. But I want to tell you this, our lives are our own. It is not for someone else to dictate to us how we should live them. All that awaits those who allow themselves to be continually swayed by what other people say or do is unhappiness. We simply need to have the self-belief to be able to say, this is right. This is the path I will follow. I am content. Happiness is born from such inner fortitude. We're going through a lot out here. And it's a lot of contentment that we have to deal with. But you can always go through things happy, okay? It starts from within. So I'm just going to play a little bit of this before we bring Miss Stephanie Haynes on to talk to us about the healing of the wound. You know, that's where it all began. But before I do that, I want to mention this picture I saw posted on Facebook. It was a mountain of, it was Kamala Harris, Michelle Obama, Stacey Abrams, and Maxine Waters. And they wanted persons to name that mountain. My friend called it Mount Lucy, and I got it, okay? Now, for those of you who don't know about Lucy and who Lucy is, get into those anthropology books. When you find out about Lucy, if you don't already know who Lucy is, give me a call at 323-769-5879, and we'll talk about that, okay? I want you to do some homework, but before we get started, let me play you a little of this. It's Tele-Tuesday.
I'm holding on your rope, got me 10 feet off the ground. I'm hearing what you say, but I just can't make you sound. You tell me that you need me, then you go and cut me down. But wait, you tell me that you're sorry, didn't think I'd turn around. You say, hey, it's too late, it's gonna
is too late to apologize. Before you apologize to anyone, always apologize to yourself. And we have Ms. Stephanie Haynes on the line with us this evening that's going to tell us and introduce us to something to get you started. Stephanie Haynes, are you with us with Waking Up with Linda McShann this evening?
Yes, good evening, Ms. Linda. How are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you? And again, you know, I put that thanks and appreciation out there ahead of time because I don't like to interrupt you when you get started here. Thank you so much for coming on and caring and sharing with us. And I'm just going to be quiet over here and let you talk to us about the healing of the wound. But I must say, before we get going, I think I mentioned that this started back. This book was published in 2012. We became a family 2013. We went through series. It falls in a series, but it is so exciting. Plenty of exercises, different chapters, but it's all about the healing of you, the methods to do it, and how you can show others how to do the same thing. So, Stephanie, I just wanted to throw that out there for you. Now I'm going to be quiet over here.
Okay. So, good evening, listeners. My name is Stephanie Haynes. I am the author of The Healing of the Wound and also the founder of Fashionably Fit. So this particular program, which The Healing of the Wound is part of one of my emotional and wellness components to the Fashionably Fit Wellness Program. It has been in prevention and intervention for many diverse communities. We understand the disease that has plagued our community. We have researched the needs of each population and their health problems to create this program. We serve individuals such as disadvantaged youth, displaced homemakers, HIV and AIDS patients, stroke, diabetic, arthritic, and chronic pain patients, as well as fibromyalgia. Now, the Healing of the Wound program has been especially designed for women that have been sexually abused by aggressive acts and unnecessary hysterectomies. We hold individual and group sessions and workshops to integrate practical, spiritual, metaphysical techniques and principles to support individuals who are interested in creating change in their lives. Now, we believe when you heal the mind, the body will follow. We specialize in empowering individuals to create a fulfilling and successful life by supporting them in transforming negative beliefs and replacing them with powerful positive beliefs. Now, this workbook is designed to guide you through an inner healing. The Healing of the Wound is developed to bring a deeper understanding of trauma that we experience in our womb. You will be guided with using a holistic approach to transform that dis-ease through exercise, meditation, and eating foods as medicine. You will be guided to develop a loving relationship with yourself and loved ones. The womb is the gateway to all human life. When the womb is honored and respected, she becomes a channel of power, creativity, and beauty. And joy reigns on the earth. When her voice goes unheard, unanswered, or denied, the womb becomes a vessel of disease. The collective state of a woman's womb reflects the condition of the world. This workbook contains 25 exercises and affirmations to guide you through towards inner healing. Now, the benefit you will gain will help you create balance in your life and develop a loving relationship with yourself and others. All right, so I'm going to go on. So that was the introduction of the Healing of the Wound. Now I'm going to talk about how, you know, stress is related to the wound. Now, stress can be caused by several elements. We as women have a lot of responsibility when it comes to raising a family. We need a support system to have a harmonious family structure. When the mother of the family becomes overworked, it creates stress within the family unit. Repetitive or unsatisfying work or not enough work can lead to boredom and affect self-esteem. It can be the result of too many demands being made all at the same time. For example, the mother of young children without support of a mate may create stress because she has to make sure all the bills are paid, the children are taken to school, sporting events, or dance classes, and be responsible for all other family events. Now, her work begins early in the morning and doesn't end until late night. So, when does she have me time? So now, if you have a support system, you can ask your partner or family member to help by allowing you some personal space. When you have stress at work, it can be the result of too much pressure or an insensitive boss or coworker. Create inner peace within yourself and your environment will reflect the same. You have the power to change the things in your environment with your intentions and attitude. The best way to deal with someone who needs an attitude adjustment is not to give that person your energy. Remember, misery loves company. Be careful who you give your energy to. They can zap your life force. Keep yourself in the company of people that will praise you when you make an accomplishment and tell you when you are headed in the wrong direction. We all have our own life journey. Choosing the right path is the key to our success. Many women have experienced trauma and struggled with families, friends, and in sexual relationships. For example, being a parent can be difficult if you have not healed the trauma from your childhood. When you experience trauma from your childhood, it makes it difficult to develop a healthy relationship with yourself or others. You become the victim, blaming others for your unhappiness, which make your life and others miserable. This means having your inner self, which is your thoughts, your feelings, and beliefs, connected to and consistent with your outer self, your behavior and relationship. Taking full responsibility of situation allow you to take back your power. Then you can live in your authentic self as opposed to your false self. Now, living in your authentic self allows you to look within for support and provide the power to express your needs in an assertive manner. Living in your false self calls you to look outside of yourself for support. It permits you to give your power away, and others may take advantage of you. Another part of yourself is our behavior. Some women become numb, isolated, and asexual. For other women, their behavior is at the opposite end of the spectrum. They may become agitated, loud, and often hypersexual. The major part of the healing process is becoming congruent. This means having your inner self, which is your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, connected to the consistent with your outer self, your behavior, and your relationship. For example, does your face, which is your outer self, reflect how you're feeling in your inner self? So there actually is 25 exercises, you know, to rejuvenate the womb. And however, I normally do this, you know, in person. But I'm just going to talk about, you know, the healing of the womb and how it's connected to our emotions, our thoughts, our reactions. Mm-hmm. You know, and especially during, you know, childbirth, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the first exercise that we do, and, you know, this is about rebirthing and the rebirthing pose, right? And in the rebirthing pose, it gives you the opportunity to freely have a dialogue with your womb. Listen carefully when your womb is in pain. Excuse me. And so what I want you to do right now, for those who are listening, you know, you can either, you know, lay flat on your back or sit in your chair. And I just want you to rub some healing energy into your hands. And let's place them right below your navel, right? And I want you to just breathe deeply several times as you allow spirit to speak to you. Now, your womb is trying to get your attention as you listen and relax into the movement as the voice of your inner womb speaks to you. And the benefit of this exercise, it helps to unblock the tightness and the stress within the pelvic area. Because if you land, you'd be flat on your back, you have your soles of your feet together, and you bring your soles of your feet into your pelvic area, right? And your legs are spread open. And then I want you to say this affirmation. Like a lotus flower, I open up my womb to the divine within me to make me healthy and whole. Now, that's the rebirthing pose. And then we go into the Vance rebirth pose. Now, this time, if you land on the floor, you're going to bring your knees to your chest. Then you're going to grab the balls of your feet. And let's take a deep breath in and exhale out. And the benefit of this is to release the tension out of the hips, the thighs, and the pelvic, which allow the oxygen to flow throughout the body. And let's take several deep breaths in and exhale out slowly through the nose. Take another deep breath in and exhale out slowly through the nose. And then, you know, the affirmation for this is, I am totally at one with my womb. You're still laying on your back. Now I want you to bring your legs up, you know, in flex position, and this is the lotus position. Your legs are in stride, raising them up to the ceiling if you land on the floor. And you exhale and spread your legs apart at the same time, resisting the urge to tighten. Now do the opposite and relax. Breathe deep. And I want you to recite the affirmation. Then in this position, I release and let go of all the tension and stress within my womb. Now the benefit for this exercise is strengthen and tone the pelvic womb and the womb and unlocks the pelvic girdle.
Unlocks it, right?
Yes, unlocks the pelvic girdle.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the fourth exercise is the womb seat, the hip press. You still land on your back. Feel yourself becoming one in spirit with Mother Earth within and around you. Raise your knees and press them into your chest to pump fresh blood throughout your thighs and your womb area. The arms and shoulders are relaxed. Your palms are down. And let's take a deep breath in. And exhale out slowly through the nose. Once again, take a deep breath in. And exhale out slowly through the nose. Now, the benefit for this particular exercise is to relax and stretch the hips, the thighs, and the abdomen, and help to awaken the colon in order to release toxin gas. Okay, so anytime you feel bloated, this is a great exercise to help you to release, right? So the affirmation for this is, my gray hips are sacred mountains, full and healthy enough to house my sacred womb. My gray hips are sacred mountains, full and healthy enough to house my sacred womb. Now, the last exercise, because, you know, there's 25 exercises, but each section I will do 5 exercises, you know, integrated with the other sections in the book. So number 5 is inner reflection. This is the pre-shoulder stand. Mm. All right. So you're lying on your back. You're going to raise your hip off the floor. And bring your knees to your forehead if you can. Keeping your feet parallel to the floor, you're going to place the palms of both hands securely against your back for support. You're going to bring your elbows close together to keep your body aligned. Now, the benefit for this exercise is to flush toxins from your lower extremities, as the womb experiences release from stress and waste. Stretching tension out of your spine, hips, and neck. Now, the affirmation for this is, I view my world more clearly now, for my mind and my womb are refreshed and renewed.
Mind and womb. Refreshed and renewed.
Renewed, yes.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go into the womb meditation. Close your eyes. I'm going to put on some nice meditation music. And I just want you to relax. Okay, and let's take a deep breath in and exhale out. Once again, take a deep breath in and exhale out. You can either be in easy pose, or you can be sitting in your chair, whatever is comfortable for you. That'd be great. Now just close your eyes. And just listen to your breathing as you inhale and exhale out. Now put your hands together and charge some healing heat into the hands. And I want you to take that heat and place it right below your navel. Now now you are calm and very still. Breathe in and out through your nose. Maybe do it about 10 or 20 times. Visualizing that your womb is relaxed and at peace as you breathe deeply. Inhale, expanding your abdomen and chest of air. Slowly exhale, contracting your abdomen and releasing your chest. Visualize emotional and physical toxins departing from your womb. Now imagine that you are at a lake, watching the ebb and flow of the ocean. Feel the air around you as you breathe in and out. Feeling how your breath gives you life. Let the sound of the waves dissolve your thoughts from your mind. It's okay if the thoughts continue to rise. Just let them come and go. Now notice if you feel tension anywhere in your body. You may want to take a deep breath and send fresh air to those tense places. Now, focus on your breath and relax. Now imagine that you are still sitting at the lake, and in front of you is a muddy swamp that resembles the surface of a small lake. Now out of the swamp arise many beautiful lotus flowers. Now choose one of those lotus flowers and focus your attention on that flower. Bringing your attention very close. The flower is bright purple with a dash of pink, and it has many long, wide, silky petals that extend outward as if embracing the sky. Hidden inside the flower is a case full of seeds. The flower is so shiny that it brightens the air around it as if it is glowing. Embrace the lotus and allow yourself to connect with the flower from the center of your heart. Now, with compassion for yourself, if you feel able, recall some of the confusion, the pain that you felt when you were abused. You do not need to remember everything, just some of the feelings. Now, if the feelings become too strong, you can always allow the glow of a lotus flower to soothe your heart. all of your feelings are a part of the muddiness of the swamp from which the lotus flowers grow. You have survived a very difficult experience. You have risen from the swamp like the lotus flower. Now bring your attention to your heart. Imagine there is a lotus flower blooming in the very center of your heart. Allow the glow of the lotus to fill your body. Now imagine the glow of the lotus is extending to you when you are suffering from some type of abuse or trauma. The glow brings you comfort, wisdom, and hope. This is the glow of an empowered sacred woman or man. Now, beware of your breathing, your posture. To wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, waking up the body. Now I want you to bring your arms and your hands together and rub healing energy into those hands. Then place them over your eyes. And now take your hands from over your eyes and just take a deep breath in. As you raise your hands over your head and exhale out, and just do that three times, once again, bring the palm of your hand together into prayer pose, right into the center of your heart, and take a deep breath in, open it up, and spread your arms out to the side and bring them up to the top, and then exhale out. Once again, bring the center of your hands to the center of your heart. And exhale out. All right. So I hope everybody's feeling good and awaking.
Well, you know, I refuse to lie on my back because, Stephanie, when you get started, they will hear me snoring over here. I'm so glad that we started off with that, and the music was phenomenal. But to release, I'm going through, you know, starting off with going with the knees to the chest. I was trying to listen. They'll have to go back through and listen to each step, you know, as far as starting off. But I like the idea that we ended up with the lotus flower, because you and I both know that the lotus flower can only bloom and seed in a muddy swamp. And by placing that beautiful flower and seeing it in our hearts, it can be very, very relaxing. I also found out through understanding with through the election that I think I posted out that Kamala, the word Kamala means lotus flower. And that just brought a beautiful smile to my face. And I said, yeah, but that, it has to dig deep down into the mud. So our wound, from what I'm hearing and the information that you're sharing, it carries all of that weight. And that's exactly where it goes to. And these exercises that you're giving me, I like the inner reflection, you know, clearing the hips. You took us through the most important areas to get down. But my favorite is, you know, I just like to close my eyes and go to that lake, okay? I try to stay at the lake all the time, really, to be honest with you. Sometimes you have to go out the door and have your boat ready because you have to stay on that lake in order to get through that day, okay? But it's good to know that we can heal ourselves, and the most important for the female is the womb, because that's where we carry everything, and and we don't quite understand it. I am so appreciative. I'm glad we're getting started on it. It's a phenomenal book, workbook with exercises and information. Now, I know that the book can be purchased. If someone wanted to purchase the book with the exercises and the affirmations, how would they go about doing that, Stephanie?
They can either email me or give me a call, and then we can make arrangements.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so your email, is it Fashionably? What is your email?
It's Fashion, BLY, FIT. 22@gmail.com.
At Gmail, okay. So if I may, when I do the summary, I'll post the email out there and get it, because it's an awesome workbook. It has a lot of illustrations in it, and you know, with everybody, you know, going virtually, it's nothing like experiencing your sessions in person. But we cannot get in person right now, and I'm just going through my little mind to see, you know, how it can be done, going out, you know, webinar, Zoom, or however way people are doing it, just because it's basically illustrations, but it's your voice that moves everything. So I'm hoping, and I'm trying to get my faculties around together. You know, I was speaking with persons as far as healing that wound and the body and the mind. It's what keeps us going, and in every show I put the number out for mommy, to call out for help, because that's 24-hour. You know, even we all have some type of imbalances here, and some of us are too shy or too proud we just want to carry it. And from this conversation and this session this evening, when we're going through stuff that we're going through, it is all down in that womb. And that can really set up some problems, along with the things that we've carried from our childhood that we haven't released yet. So we're just stacking it here. So this has been very educational. It's been very, very helpful. We started off, whether you have, what is it, 25 different exercises. So for the next week, persons can get that yoga mat out, allowing the floor, get your pillow ready. I have to sit straight up because I do not want to be interfering with her voice by hearing me snow, because she takes me right there. I know how to get there very quick. I've been listening to you for a long time, okay? But it was very, very helpful. We have a lot of healing to do. And especially, look what we're carrying around, and we're not even aware of that tension that's there. It's a lot of tension down there.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes. Especially, you know, with the COVID-19 pandemic that's going on, you know, it's a lot of added stress been added on to us. And then even the past election, you know, that we're dealing with right now. So it's a lot of stress that, you know, that we just need to, you know, heal our souls.
Yes.
You know, we need to free of our soul and just heal the soul of America, you know, and just to bring unity back in, because, you know, when the female energy is out of balance, the whole world is out of balance.
Yes, it is.
So we need to get ourselves together so we can get this world back into balance.
Yes.
And things are happening the way they're happening because we are out of balance. And it is so perfect at this time that we have our VP, Kamala Harris, that she's gonna change that energy.
Yeah.
You know, her and President-elect Joe Biden, right? So So yes. They're about, you know, feeding the soul of America. And this is the opportunity that we can, you know, go through these seven sections. And, you know, next week I'm going to start it on forgiveness, you know, because, so that would be section one is on forgiveness.
Okay.
So you know, forgiveness is not always for you. I mean, for the other person, it's for you, for your healing. So, but I would like to leave with a poem.
Okay, please do. Yes. Thank you so much.
Yes, and the poem is In Celebration of Woman.
Okay.
All right, so it's For Woman Free. All we want to do here is to be full woman free. We can't be full and free if we drip, drop, we just want to be as free and full as the roaring ocean, the blazing sun and full moon, wide earth and high mountain space. We just want to be natural women, those women who create the pyramids, they still stand to the heavens. Those women who live off the herbs and bushes and berries in you, Creator. Those women who did not bleed, not the first woman. We want to be free to dance the dance of joy and sing songs of bliss and say words of power and touch lives so deep, so sweet. We don't want no more pain. We don't want to give no more pain. No more bleeding, crying, weeping, moaning. I can't use no PMS. No more tumors resting in my neck. I'm going to be free me from my bondage. And who said I got to be? Curse anyway. Oh, it's the cycle again. Oh, goodness, oh, gracious. There's a war going on in me. I've been wounded 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days. Oh, no, don't take my wound. Give me back my wound, my nest. I got to dance with my breath. And I want to do here and now is to be full woman free. Natural woman, woman sacred, woman divine, woman living, woman gracious, potent and kind, woman clean, woman whole, woman healed. Whatever you want to be as a woman, go on and be. Can't nobody put no limits on me. If you want to be an artist, go on and be. If you want to be a scientist, go on and be. If you want to be a mother, writer, go on and be. If you want to make soup or own a business or do cartwheels down the street, go on and be. Being your powerful, purified, or spiritual, you can be anything you want to be. If you want to be president of a country, child, go on and be. Whatever I want to do and be, Mother, Father, God already gave it to me. We women just want to be, and we're going to be, and we are full woman free. Because if I don't feel full within myself, I just might lose myself. And I love you, free woman. I don't want to lose any part of you. I don't want to lose any part of me. I love all of me. Free woman, go on and be. Be free. Be healed.
Whoa. Whoa. Full woman free. Now, you know I
yes.
will be asking you to send me, write something down and send it because I'm going to use it as the close. I can't. I was too busy listening. I wasn't jotting. It's a quote from who?
It's
in your
book.
It is in
yeah.
your book. Yes, that's
uh-huh.
right. That is right. And I apologize because I didn't pull my workbook out because it's been away and I have just haven't had time to pull it, but I have it. So that poem is in the book. Yeah, there's several poems in that workbook. Yeah, it's very interesting. So listeners, this is Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, and I will post out her email address so that you can contact her. And the email address, again, is fashionably, F-A-S-H-I-O-N-B-L-Y, fit, F-I-T, 22, at gmail.com. And I'll have to put in the summary. They'll have to listen because they have to see the poem until they receive the book. And then they'll have the book to look at as many times as they need to look at it because there's some very interesting things in that workshop. So next week we will be doing forgiveness. And like you say, it's not forgiving the other person, it's forgiving you. And that's a very, very interesting topic. And Stephanie Haynes, we appreciate you to the highest. Thank you, thank you. Listeners, we told it to you again on Tuesday. You know we care and share over here. And I'd like to let you know that this show is being sponsored by Community Unification and Collaboration, nonprofit organization that moves many in body, one in mind, and they find solutions for your need. And we'd like to take this time out, Stephanie, and say thank you, and have a lovely evening. We love you. I'm going to play some Tina because we're going to keep rolling over here with Woman. Let me write that down again. Full Woman Free, because it is the energy of the women that are going to move it out there. And in order for us to do that properly, we have to be totally balanced in body and mind. I love you. Thank you, and have a wonderful evening, and stay safe, which I know you are.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Linda.
Thank
you. Have a great evening.
Enjoy, and thank you.
And thanks for having me.
Thank you.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. So we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough. The way we do Proud Mary. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Listen to the story now. Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep, and I was worrying about the way the thing might have been. Big wheel.
Oh.
Everybody stay safe out here. These counts are going up, 165,000, 74 every minute. The testing is happening, 24-hour testing turnaround. In order to go get tested, go to coronavirus.lacity.org/testing. There's the sites up there, the locations up there, the times are up there. Take care of you, so that we can show others how to take care of us. There's a lot of testing sites out. You go out, if you have to circulate, go get tested. It's free. I'll go 6 and 7 times a week. If I'm out there 6 and 7 times a week, I want to know. You know, you just want to know. We must take care of ourselves. And the holidays are coming up, and it's going to be a little difficult because it's all different. But keep in mind, those families who will have some open seats from the lives that are lost, take care of yourself. So the next time around, we're all sitting around together, okay? We got to get over this. And in order to do this, we have to shut it down, take care of ourselves, and take care of each other. I love each and every one of you out there. Have a great evening. We'll be back on Thursday, which is Think Thursday. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy.